All right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today we're going deep into the world of performance management.
Okay.
But with a specific focus on how it bumps up against California's pretty strict wage and hour regulations.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We all kind of know performance reviews. Right? Yeah. That's kind of a standard thing.
Part of working, yeah.
But a lot of folks may not realize how deeply California law actually influences how those reviews have to be conducted.
Yeah.
And even, what can even be said?
Yeah, what you can say and what you can't.
During them.
It's a minefield out there.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really interested to get into this.
Yeah.
Because I think this is one of those areas where, you know, you could think you're doing the right thing as a manager, as a company.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you end up in a bit of a sticky situation.
Yeah, in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe to kick things off, when we talk about California's wage and hour regulations, I think for a lot of people.
Sure.
That sounds very technical and legal.
It sounds boring. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, more regulations.
Yeah. So can you kind of break that down for us? Like, what are we talking about? Why should our listeners care about this?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, as you said, it does sound really technical and dry and kind of boring.
Yeah.
But it's actually really important. California is kind of a leader in protecting employee rights.
Okay.
So even if you don't live in California, these regulations can give us a sense of where things might be going in the rest of the country. So at their core, these laws are really all about ensuring that employees are treated fairly when it comes to things like their wages, obviously, their work hours, and even how their performance is assessed.
Okay, so not just like felt like they're getting paid per hour,
right?
But the whole process of evaluating them.
Absolutely. The idea is that any action taken, especially disciplinary actions, that could affect an employee's pay or employment, needs to be based on a clear and transparent process. Okay. So, for example, you can't just surprise someone with a performance issue out of the blue, especially if it might lead to them getting a smaller bonus or even losing their job.
That makes sense. So you're saying that, you know, even if it's like, you know, in good faith, you're like, hey, you really need to step it up on this.
Right.
Like you just kind of casually say something that even if you're not taking immediate action, that could still come back to bite you.
Exactly. California law really emphasizes documentation and due process.
Okay.
So, you know, imagine you give an employee some feedback, just kind of off the cuff, maybe in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Just like a quick
little. Hey, yeah. I think you could have done that better. And it's not documented.
Right.
Later on, if their performance becomes a formal issue, they could argue that they weren't given a fair chance to improve because they were never officially notified.
That's a scary thought, I think.
It is scary. It is.
A lot. I mean, you know, I consider myself to be like a pretty, you know, with it manager. But even I am thinking back to like all the times where I've just like casually.
It's so common.
Given someone some advice and I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, did I document that? Did I like, you know?
It's tough. And I think that's why it's really important for companies to have really clear and documented policies in place. You know, that means having a system for regular performance reviews, you know, making sure there are clear methods for providing feedback and having a process for how to address performance issues.
Yeah.
All of that should be really clearly outlined.
So it sounds like it's not enough to just like have a policy.
No, it's also
training.
Managers need to understand the policies and they need to understand the legal implications of their actions.
Yeah. So this is, you know, we often think about, you know, compliance and legal stuff as like,
right, the boring stuff,
a burden, but it sounds like in this case, it actually can be a real opportunity to
it is
create
a better workplace,
work environment.
So absolutely.
If employees, you know, kind of understand what's expected of them.
Right.
They understand how their performance is going to be measured. They know there's a clear process for feedback and improvement. That should theoretically build more trust.
It does. It really does. When employees feel like they understand the rules of the game, they're more likely to be engaged and motivated.
That's a great point. So almost like instead of feeling like they're walking on eggshells.
Right, exactly.
They feel more empowered.
Empowered, yes. And they know, okay, if I do this, this is what I can expect. If I don't do this, this is what I can expect.
Right. And there's a system in place. Right?
Exactly. It's fair. It's transparent.
Okay. So, you know, for our listeners out there, you know, and I want to acknowledge that, like, you know, we've been talking a lot about the legal side of this, which can seem kind of
daunting.
But also I think what you're highlighting here is it's not just about avoiding lawsuits. It's really about
It's about creating a better
workplace, a better culture.
Yeah, it's good for everybody if you do it right.
So any kind of practical tips for our listeners?
Sure.
You know, maybe starting with folks in leadership positions.
Yeah, on how to make sure they're handling this
the right way.
The right way. Well, first of all, I think it's important to remember that California's labor laws are always evolving.
Always changing, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, don't just assume that what you knew a year ago is still the case today.
Right.
So, you know, there are a lot of resources out there to stay updated. You know, the California Department of Industrial Relations website is a great resource. They have all the latest information on wage and hour laws and all sorts of other employment regulations. There are also, you know, a lot of legal and HR professionals.
Yeah, who specialize in this area. So don't be afraid to reach out and get some advice.
Yeah, get some help.
Yeah, because it does seem like one of those areas where you don't want to just...
No, don't aim it.
Wing it, yeah. Any other kind of, I guess, practical steps that companies and leaders can take?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one really important thing is to involve employees.
Okay. In the development of these policies. Okay, so don't just...
Let's just impose them from on high.
Get their feedback.
Get their input, yeah. Make sure that they understand the reasoning behind the rules and you know, solicit feedback on how the system can be improved.
Right.
You know, that collaborative approach can go a long way.
Okay. In building trust.
Yeah. And buy-in.
And buy-in, yeah. So it sounds like, to kind of sum all this up, you know, this is an area where really being thoughtful and proactive can really...
Yeah, it can make a big difference.
Make a big difference. Not just in terms of, you know, the legal side of things.
Right. Which is obviously important.
But also the day-to-day culture and experience.
Exactly, of your employees.
Of employees.
Yeah. So I think what we're really talking about here is aligning your performance management with California's regulations and using that as an opportunity to build a fairer...
Okay. And more positive workplace.
Yeah. Where everyone feels respected and empowered.
Respected and empowered.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that takeaway.
I think that's a good way to put it, yeah.
And, you know, maybe just as a final thought for our listeners, you know, think about how you can advocate for a system like that in your own workplace.
Absolutely.
Whether you're, you know, a leader or an individual contributor, I think we all have a role to play.
We do.
In creating that kind of environment. So, yeah, I think that's a great place to leave it. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.
Of course. It was a pleasure.
And we'll see everyone next time.
Sounds good.